Yeah, folks, Tartaria, anyone? I have no idea who made that opening clip, but it really gives you some perspective on what the world was like just 100 years ago. Incredible, folks. I really miss all that old stuff. I mean, all this ugly architecture and stuff that we've got now in these cities would have been far better to live in a world like that. But anyway, look, I thought I'd just come and do you a video because this will probably be the last chance I get to do a video for probably the next, I don't know, 2 weeks, 12 to 15 days. I've got a bit of traveling to do, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all goes. But it's going to be very difficult for me to come and bring you anything. We're almost at the end of the day here. I've been down there on the Tesla machine and got it's like a bio-quantum feedback thing going on. This woman came and gave me that and this incredible massage. It's been great. Kind of needed it after an Acapulco, which was a huge week, folks, absolutely huge. Some really good speakers. It was a really good event this year. It always is, but it was just really good this year. It felt really family-ish, you know? It was just really good. And meanwhile, the world's just continuing to go nuts. I don't know why people still support Trump. It's amazing after what he's done. He's doing all this sort of stuff to shake up the government, which I guess a lot of people will think is a good thing. I mean, it looks like he's really going in there and just got out the axe and he's just chopping government departments and, you know, cutting costs and all sorts of stuff. Elon Musk, you know, cutting expenditure. Elon Musk, you probably saw, he asked every single government employee to send him a report of what they did for the last week. And because he wants to see whether they're actually doing anything or whether it's worth them keeping their job. And he said anyone who fails to send him a report, he will consider it a resignation.
This morning, federal government employees are waking up to yet another new directive from Donald Trump and Elon Musk after a day of mass government confusion. Overnight, the deadline passing from that weekend email sent by the Office of Personnel Management at Musk's instruction, asking for them to list 5 things they've accomplished or face termination. Some government agency leaders, including Trump's allies, telling their staff they shouldn't answer. Other departments telling employees to respond, but not to reveal classified information, while Trump praised Musk's actions.
There was a lot of genius in sending it.
The office that sent that email following up Monday to say it's voluntary, but then a new order from Musk Monday night, giving employees more time. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination, Musk posted on his platform X.
This little unelected nobody, this unelected rich boy, is saying to the FBI and the CIA and all these government departments, send me a report of what you did last week. I want to know the inside workings of everything. Who elected this guy to do that? And meanwhile, he's continuing to roll out AI. All the government departments he slashes, he replaces them with AI. This is the AI takeover that I was talking about on my last report and what I've been warning people about since 2010 in my film Transformation. I talked about transhumanism and the whole AI takeover of everything. This is what he's doing. But, you know, Trump looks like he's doing a good job. He looks like he's trying to heal America. But he's not. He's doing crazy things. He's still trying to annex Greenland. He's still trying to annex Panama Canal. He still says that Canada should become the 51st state. You know, he's just doing all this crazy stuff, and he's cutting costs all over the place. He's kicking all the migrants out of the country. But not only is he going for the illegal immigrants, he's also going for actual immigrants as well, people who are legally in the country. In fact, I think just today, he announced that he wants to create a plan to give legal immigrants gold visas that will cost $5 million per person.
We're going to be doing something else that's going to be very, very good. We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship. and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people. And we think it's going to be extremely successful.
So yeah, come to America if you're rich and you've got $5 million to buy a visa that will last you for the rest of your life. So I think he's kind of talking about getting rid of green cards or something. You know, if you're a migrant, you don't get a green card, you get a gold visa that costs you $5 million. Yeah, he's trying to inject money back into the economy, I guess, but it's just nuts. $5 million for a visa when you can just get a green card. Incredible, folks. He's doing some really, really strange things. Trying to stop the war in Ukraine by stealing all the minerals from Ukraine. He wants the mineral rights, he wants all of the ore and all the mining rights and everything to Ukraine. This is very similar to that whole concept of the economic hitman. That's what he wants from Ukraine, so for helping you out so much to fight the Russians. And the whole thing was contrived from the beginning. But again, the Trump people are just saying that this guy is the one. He's doing everything he can to make America great again, when really all he's doing is making Israel great again. Like I said, he's pulling funding from all these people who've supported the agenda for so long. But now we don't need you. We don't need your departments. We don't need any of your government henchmen or any of that sort of stuff. We've got AI to do that now. And this is something that I've been saying for people for years as well. You know, you're useful goy. They'll keep you there doing stuff while they need you. But as soon as the slavery system's built, they're throwing you on the pile with everybody else. It's the same with the police. All the police have been so brutal to people and done all these terrible things through COVID and all the stuff they've done for the last decades, really. I mean, they've always been pretty brutal. They're all due to get thrown on the pile as well. You know, once they replace them with AI, you know, strong AI, robots, robot dogs, equipped with artificial intelligence to a degree, even if it's someone operating it back from a station, but it won't be. It'll be an algorithm that'll be judging what's happening. But all of these guys are getting thrown on the pile as well. I don't think it's going to go real well for them because they brutalised so many people for so long. So what's that going to be like for them? Crazy stuff. So yeah, I'm leaving Mexico for a while, folks, which is going to be interesting. But I'll be back. I'll be back before the end of the year. I might even be back in a month or two. Who knows, folks? I was driving around the other day just thinking about the place, going, well, I'm really going to miss this place. So that was kind of good. It inspired me to want to come back, you know. I almost wish I hadn't booked flights, but it doesn't matter. I'm booked, so I'm going to go and do what I had planned to do anyway. Something else that happened at Acapulco, of course, there was lots of Tesla healings, folks. I'm actually getting kind of impressed with this device. I'm a very skeptical person as well. You know, it's very hard to convince me of all these sorts of things, but I've found that I'm able to play guitar. It just kind of happened without me noticing. You know, my arthritis just kind of went away from my left hand. I've still got a bit of RSI in my right hand, but hey, I'm working on that as well. I haven't been doing the machine as much as I could, but there were some miraculous things happening there. I actually had a lady come up here to the house yesterday and today, who has been unable to breathe and unable to walk. She couldn't climb a flight of stairs or anything. And she walked a mile today. She had a treatment yesterday and walked a mile today, and she's breathing better. Quite incredible, folks. And like I said, I'm pretty skeptical of this sort of stuff. But worth checking out. I mean, it certainly made a difference to me. It's made a hell of a difference to Jeff. I mean, Jeff uses it all the time. I've been pretty slack. I didn't use it for the whole week of the conference. And I've only used it twice since the conference, only for a very short time. So yeah, amazing stuff, folks. But yeah, the world's still going to rack and ruin. Still going on in Palestine. I mean, that's another thing with Trump. People who believe Trump, people who think this guy is your friend, I mean, basically he told Netanyahu to just go and do whatever you want with Gaza Strip and whatever you want with West Bank. He doesn't care about Palestine. Just do whatever you want.
I told Bibi, you do whatever you want, because, you know, my statement was they got to come back now. The reason I made that statement, because they said they weren't going to deliver, they were not going to deliver the people that they said they were going to deliver, that they agreed to deliver. And they did agree to do that, but they broke that agreement. When I made the statement, they delivered everybody plus an American. Now, the good news is they look like they're in pretty good shape, because the people from the week before didn't look like they were in good shape. They looked like Holocaust survivors, frankly. Horrible. Whatever happened to them was horrible. But that'll be up to Israel what the next step is.
Yeah, that's just nuts, folks. To have that attitude is just nuts. And to even pretend you're any type of humanitarian when you've got that attitude is crazy. And let's face it, that's how you can judge your politicians, folks, is whether they support what Israel's doing. Because every politician who supports what Israel's doing is not your friend. And Israel's just gone hell for leather. Going to the West Bank, they're just tanks going through the streets of Yenin in West Bank, whole squadrons of tanks, I don't know whether they call them squadrons, or divisions of tanks going through there. And in Kabatia, they're going in there, and in Nablus as well. They're just going in and destroying everything. In Kabatia, they're actually going in and just destroying civilian infrastructure. Like, some woman the other day filmed this tank, was just hacking up her driveway, like not a tank, a bulldozer, just hacking up her driveway, scooping it all up and sort of dumping it at her front door. Imagine living like that. Like, imagine that that's what your life is like, and there's no one you can talk to about it. Like I said, whole divisions of tanks going into cities, just tearing up infrastructure, randomly shooting people, bulldozing homes. No reason for it. And remember the Gaza ceasefire as well. This is just temporary. They're waiting till they get their hostages back. They fully weaponize the Bieber's children's death, as I told you they would. And the Bieber's children were killed in 2023, in November 2023. Hamas wanted to return the bodies. Israel wouldn't let them. So now they're saying, oh my God, they brutalized them, they shot them, they executed them at point blank range because they love killing babies. It's all bullshit, folks. The Palestinian people are beautiful, gentle, kind people with an almost childlike innocence to them.
Let me read out to you a statement by Alexander Turbinov, a Russian Israeli who was released recently. Your kindness has been engraved in my conscience forever. During the 498 days I lived among you, despite the aggression and crimes you endured, I learned the true meaning of manhood, pure heroism, and respect for humanity and values. You were the free ones under siege, while I was the prisoner, and you were the protectors of my life. You cared for me as a compassionate father cares for his children. You preserved my health, dignity, and grace, and even though I was in the hands of men fighting for their land and stolen rights, and despite the fact that my country's government was committing the most heinous genocide against the besieged people, you never allowed hunger or humiliation to touch me. I did not know the true meaning of masculinity until I saw it in your eyes, and I did not realize the value of sacrifice until I lived among you, until I saw you smiling in the face of death, resisting an enemy armed with tools of destruction, with nothing but your bare bodies. No matter how eloquent or expressive I may be, I will never find words to reflect your true worth, nor to express my astonishment and admiration for your noble morality. Does your religion really teach you to treat prisoners in such a way? What a great faith this must be, to elevate you to such a level that all man-made human right laws collapse before it, that all protocols of war crumble in its presence. Even in the most difficult moments, you demonstrated justice and mercy, not through empty slogans but through the reality of our experiences, never abandoning your principles, even in the darkest conditions. Believe me, if I ever return here, it will only be as Mujahid in your ranks, because I learned the truth from your people, and I realized that you are not only the rightful owners of the land, but also of principles and a just cause.
And the average age in Gaza is 17, as I've said so many times. This isn't a war, it's a genocide. And every accusation that Israel makes against the Palestinian people is a confession. But it isn't even actually as bad as what the Israelis do. So yeah, I mean, it's just ongoing, folks. So that's a good way to judge your politicians. They're supporting this, they're criminals, they're not going to support you. They're going to bring this home to your door. And once all their AI surveillance shit gets rolled out, this is exactly where they're going to go. As I've said, folks, so many times, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. That's what they do, and they love to do it. Incidentally, Egypt has put forth a plan to rebuild Gaza to counter Trump's plan to displace all of Gaza. He wants to relocate everybody out into Jordan.
Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one. Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one.
And the fact that people don't want to do it, the fact that Egypt doesn't want to take people and Jordan doesn't want to take people, they don't want to displace the Palestinians from their land. That is, I think, why Trump has told Bibi Netanyahu to just do whatever you want. We're not going to interfere. And it's a total walk on. They're also like, they're doing the same thing in Syria. They're taking over all of southern Syria. They're saying no Syrian army can go south of Damascus. Well, what's it got to fucking do with you? It's not your country. Oh, if they go south of Damascus, they're getting close to Israel. Well, hang on, you're in their country. You're not getting close to their country. You're in their country. That might tell you something, you know? But yeah, crazy folks, absolutely crazy. But yeah, I don't want to dwell on that. I've been dwelling on it for 15 months now. It is important, but I'm not going to dwell on it. But yeah, Anacapulco last week, and it was fantastic, folks. It was a really, really good event. And if you want to see it, you can still get the replays for it. I recommend that you do. There were some really, really good speakers. It was a great event. And it's going to be the last time it's held in the Secret Garden as well. Apparently it's moving next year. I think they're talking about Puerto Vallarta, or I'm not sure, I think Puerto Vallarta. But they're even talking about moving it to a different place every year so people get to see more of Mexico. Interesting concept, could work quite well. But it was really good. There were some great speakers. Some great healings happened with the Tesla machine. And I've been very skeptical of all this sort of stuff, folks. You know, I wonder how much of it is placebo effect or whatever. But I've seen some remarkable stuff in the last week. I saw a guy who had a spider bite on his eye. His eye was virtually closed. And either later that day or the next morning, his eye was pretty much healed. There was a woman there, a small woman who had a cane. She had multiple sclerosis. And they put her on the Tesla machine. And the next day she was walking. I think she did three treatments. And then she walked 3 miles without a cane, which is quite amazing. I took her to a party the other night, a bit of a going away gathering we had with some friends, and there were people there. I took her there and tried it with people, and there was a guy with a bad shoulder, Jim, the sax player, he fixed his shoulder. Another guy had fixed his foot. Another guy had healed his leg. Another lady had stomach problems, it healed that. Some guy had a bad neck, it healed that. Pretty remarkable, pretty remarkable. It's done some amazing stuff on Jeff. I mean, Jeff looks younger now than what he did a year ago. And he had a test today, had a quantum bio resonance test or something like that. And it showed that he has basically the energy of a 10-year-old. I mean, I'll let him tell you about it. Basically the energy of a 10-year-old, which was amazing. I went and had the same test as well. I sort of came in at my age because I've been neglecting myself too much and not eating and just not looking after myself. You know, I try to look after the rest of the world and inform people of what's going on and empower people in life and whatever, but I tend to neglect myself while I do it. This is one of the reasons I'm having a couple of weeks off, folks. I've got to go and look out for myself for a little while. Now, I've been putting this energy into this for the last 17 years or so, and I've really neglected myself along the way in the process, you know, and I'm no good to anybody if I'm not healthy, and I'm no good to anybody if I'm not looking after myself. So I need to take a couple of weeks off and then relocate myself to somewhere where I can actually start eating the right food and eating regularly and just looking after myself. I need to do it, folks, so you've got to bear with me. I'm going to try to do little videos like this. I mean, this is just going to be a short video. We're going to try and do little videos like this just to keep you updated and let you know I'm alive and all that stuff. But I've tried to have holidays and have breaks. And I, even when I was doing the radio shows, I was doing that for like 15 years, this weekly radio show. And I thought, well, I really need a break. I need to have time off. And so I stopped the radio station. I stopped working for the radio station or sending them videos or sending them audio or, you know, doing live talks on the station. Told them I really need to have a break. As soon as I did that, the fires broke out in Australia and I started making like four or five videos every week or two. Like, started doing three or four times the amount of work as what I was doing before I said I needed to have a break. And then COVID happened and all this stuff happened, and I've actually worked like four times as hard since I decided I needed to have a break in 2019. So that's like 6 years ago. So I really need to have a break, folks. So at least a couple of weeks where I'm not doing videos and I'm just looking out for myself, you know, having some relaxing time and just enjoying life and you know, eating properly. That would be good. I've got to get back into eating properly. I figure if I have a few weeks off and I start eating properly and get back into the habit of eating properly and back into the habit of looking after myself, well, maybe I'll continue to do it when I get back to doing videos again. But I'm not stopping doing them or anything like that. Don't think that. I'm not going to back down and quit now while we're so close to the finish line. I intend to keep going. I just need to maybe have a break and restore some energy in order to do so. And I want to start using the Tesla machine a lot more as well. I mean, I've been pretty slack. I've only been using it maybe twice a week and only for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes of time. I really want to start getting into using it because I've seen such incredible results with other people. And again, folks, if you want to get one, you can use my coupon, Egan, and you'll get yourself a $500 discount. If you can't afford to buy one, maybe you know someone who's got one. And I would suggest just go around and try it out for yourself and see what you think. It's pretty amazing, folks, the amount of healing that people have been getting from it. Sun's starting to go down, folks. We might catch a little bit of sunset if we're lucky. But yeah, 2025 is going to be a hell of a ride, folks. It's going to be a hell of a ride. And wouldn't it be great if something really positive comes out of the end of it? I don't think it's going to happen if people continue to follow the state the way they're doing. If people think that Trump is the savior and he's got the big plan to heal them and heal the world. No, he hasn't, folks. He's a player. He's absolutely a player. Like I said, you can judge all your politicians by those who support Israel and those who don't. Those who support what Israel is doing are not your friend. This is a psychopathic terrorist state full of the most cold-blooded, sadistic, immoral, parasitic mentalities I've ever seen. I mean, some of the stuff that we've seen over the last 15 months, the war crimes they've posted on social media, the fact that they're blowing up all these buildings and blowing up entire suburbs under the guise of protecting the world and under the guise of fighting Hamas. But think about it. The fact that the Israelis are able to go into buildings in Gaza and wire them with explosives and then go through and continue to wire them and wire the whole village with explosives and blow up an entire village with one go.
Wow! Wow! Fucking A! Arab Al-Khan! Woo!
The fact that they're able to do that shows that there is no resistance in those houses. There's no Hamas in those houses. There's no enemy combatants. They're just doing it and destroying stuff because they want the Palestinians to have no homes to return to. But the fact that they're able to do it shows that they're not fighting terrorists. There's no resistance there. If there was resistance and they were being shot at and actually fighting a war, there's no way they could go in and wire houses with explosives the way they're doing. They simply wouldn't have the time. So, yeah. But again, I kind of go back to the topic all the time, don't I? It's funny how that happens. But it is such an important topic. It really is. So, yeah. And this is what's coming to the world, though. This is what I've been telling people. You know, the fact that all the police train in Israel, you know, they've gotten more and more brutal over the years, and it's all coming to the rest of the world now. And as I said, people are just being thrown out by Trump. So all the money can go to Israel. That's what they're doing, folks. That's absolutely what they're doing. Even selling visas to people. I mean, this is ridiculous. You can't just apply for a green card. You've got to buy a gold visa for $5 million. And all of that, of course, will go to Israel as well. That's the way it all works, folks. Trump thinks he's king of the world. He really does. Even trying to stop the war in Ukraine and saying we can't let the European Parliament join in. We can't let any of the leaders of the European nations come and look at it all and talk about it all and have anything to do with it. Because we're going to do it, I'm going to organise it, I want to be the one who saves the world and saves Europe and stops the war with Russia. I told you they were going to do this as well, because all the money laundering's kind of finished. They've got everything in place now. They made billions and billions and billions of dollars out of the war in Ukraine. And now there's no reason to keep it going, so they've got to find a reason to terminate it, and that's what Trump's doing. And everyone's going to think how great he is because he did it. It's all part of the plan. The whole thing is part of the plan, folks. And people just can't see the forest for the trees. Interesting times, folks. Really interesting times. You know, that's a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. No, we don't want to live in interesting times. We want to live in good times. We want to live in prosperous times. We want to live in peaceful times, not interesting times. But yeah, that's how it goes. It's funny, they disguise everything and they get the messages in there the way they want to. I'd like to return to the old world, actually. I'd like to know who made that opening clip. Probably if you search it. It's called Tartaria Anyone, with a question mark. Maybe you'll find who made it. I'd like to get back to those sort of topics. I really would. Get back to talking about ancient history. It's hard, though, because, you know, we're in a state of clear and present danger. Let's face it. Now's the time you've got to do the work. I mean, that's why Jeff's doing all the stuff that he's doing, working on his health, getting himself strong, able to survive pretty well anything that happens. I mean, me, I'm nearly 68. It doesn't really matter too much about me. But if you're someone young, if you're still, like, just only 50, if you're still 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you really need to start thinking about the future and what you're going to do, and think about what the world's going to be like and what type of a world you might have to survive in. I mean, the chances of it going back to what we had are pretty well zero. Even Klaus Schwab said that once. Remember, he said people think things are going to return to the old world, and this is a fiction.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. And I'm not speaking only on national levels. I'm speaking also internationally. People assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
Well, it doesn't have to go back to the old world, but it could go into something much better, as long as people don't participate in the smart grid. Because that's what they're rolling out underneath everything else, under the guise of protecting you and stopping wars and all this sort of shit. They're rolling out this smart system. And the beauty about, like, the Tesla machine even, I mean, this is the free energy stuff. This is like pulling plasma out of the air, finding a way of pulling plasma out of the air and putting it into your body, and your body's literally producing ozone while it happens. You think of all that old technology, all those old buildings and all that stuff we had. That's what we could have. Now, we could go back to that. We could go back to sound resonance and putting mercury on top of bell towers and things like this, and free energy devices. And a lot of people are working on free energy devices as well, folks. There's all sorts of little primitive free energy devices that are being made. And just the fact that people are able to make them, as makeshift and crude as they are, just the fact that people are able to make them shows you what a scam this whole lack of energy has always been.
Have you heard of a lamp that uses salt and water to generate electricity? This lamp can be lit for over 10 hours and can be recharged by adding salt water or even seawater. It can also be used to charge your phone in an emergency. It requires no maintenance and is suitable for outdoor travel or home use.
Yeah, it might look kind of crude, but it's free energy. And there's stuff that far surpasses that. You know, and what about the energy that's all around you? I mean, we're made of energy. The whole ether around us, everything is charged with energy. Everything is made of energy. All these trees, all the grass, your body, everything, even the thoughts that you have. It's all energetic, all made of the ether. And it would appear that this is what the Tesla machine is tapping into. And that's a very encouraging thing. And I've said many times, there's nothing to fear about the impending collapse of the slavery system. It's just if you're attached to it, if you're attached to this reality, if you're attached to your toaster and your microwave and your electric car and your video recorder and all this sort of stuff attached to your computer and your smartphone, then sure, it's going to be pretty bad. But think about it. I mean, it was a thing I saw the other day of this, like all the cars track you now. Every car, it doesn't just track you, it reports on all your activities back to home base. You know, whether you're speeding or there's some guy, his car caught fire and he applied for damages from the company because this thing was less than a year old. And they said, no, we don't think we need to pay you damages because you were doing 137 miles an hour at one stage in the car. And this was like weeks before, but your car reported to us that you were speeding. And so now that your car's on fire, even though it was nothing to do with it speeding, we're not going to pay you because you know, you broke the law. You were speeding once. That's the sort of stuff they're doing. And this woman actually saw that this is what's going on with cars. Like they're tracking everything you do and they're all reporting everything back to home base. And she, well, hang on, I don't want to do this. So she got the app for the car and she turned everything off. And then she went to the website where all the information is stored, and lo and behold, it was all still there. It hadn't turned it off at all. It just looked like it had through the app, but no, it was still reporting everything back to them. They're doing this with every single car now, folks.
Is your car spying on you? Here's how to check. I just purchased a Toyota 4Runner after 18 years of driving a Honda Element. It was like a brick phone on wheels, but now I'm driving a smartphone with all kinds of tracking technology. So the first thing I did before even leaving the dealership was turn off as much data collection as possible. I downloaded the manufacturer's app, entered my VIN, and then declined all connected services features. These wirelessly transmit my location and vehicle health to Toyota. Then I went to vehicleprivacyreport.com, entered my VIN, and I about died when I saw all the tracking still on my car. My 4Runner collects identifiers like my name, mailing address, email, and demographic info. It also collects biometrics, including my geolocation, driver's license, and financial info. And I learned my car not only tracks my data, it sells it too. My car sells information to affiliates like sponsors, partners, and advertisers. And finally, it should come as a surprise to no one that car companies will share your data with the government when legally obligated to do so. So I opted out of targeted advertising, the sharing or selling of my data, and any marketing communication.
So why do you want to do this? Why do you want cars with GPS and Wi-Fi and all this shit? It's not there for your convenience. It's there for their convenience. It's there so they know every single activity that you've done. They know when you're speeding, they know when you're doing this, they know when you're going outside your 15-minute zone or outside your 5-kilometer radius, you know, when they declare the next pandemic. And think what that's going to be like, because they're talking about bird flu and all sorts of shit now. Imagine what that's like when you all got these electric cars that track everything you do and they tell you there's a lockdown, you can't go more than 5 kilometers from your home. If you do, your car reports back to the police that you've left your zone. And suddenly your credit card stops working because you're more than 5 miles from your home or 5 kilometers from your home. You know, your electric car will just stop working. And maybe even they'll remotely control it and turn it around and drive you back to your neighborhood. Who knows what they'll do? Remember in Minority Report, he was trying to escape and he's driving down the highway and one of the cameras on the highway picked up his retina and the car just turned around and started going the other way to take him back to the police station. There was nothing he could do about it.
Lockdown enabled.
Revised destination, office.
Lamar, they found me.
Is there any way to override the lockdown?
No.
I'll meet you anywhere you say. Well, you can come to my house, John.
No, I can't. They'll get me there. I'm not going to get haloed.
You can't run, John.
Yeah, that's the sort of world that we're heading into, folks. It's pretty drastic. And that's what you get when you buy one of these new cars. Started off with the smartphone, and now it's moving to everything. Your car is like a big smartphone. Look at the screens they got in the cars now. All the shit the cars do, they're all equipped with Wi-Fi. You can get WhatsApp in your car and all sorts of crap. You know, now it's just like a big mobile smartphone with you sitting inside it. And if they don't like what you're doing, well, it's got a bomb in there as well, because the battery that you're sitting on can be blown up at any time they want it to. They can simply overload it, it'll catch fire. What are you going to do? If the car's speeding along and they're in control of it, and don't think they can't do that. I mean, look at Anne Heche when she died. When Anne Heche was killed in that car accident, when she was just screaming down the road and ran into the building at the end, her brakes were screaming. She had her foot jammed on the brakes. And that car was speeding, and that took her out. They can remotely control cars. They've been doing it for ages. The guy from Fast and Furious, I can't remember what his name was, the blonde guy, he was working on exposing pedophiles and all sorts of stuff as well, and suddenly his car sped up and hit a tree. It wasn't his, he was the passenger, but it was the car he was in, sped up, hit a tree. Remotely controlled, folks. And that's what all these cars are doing. And like I said, it's like a giant smartphone with you sitting inside. All of the spying capabilities and everything that comes with these vehicles. I'm glad I got my old 2005 car back in Australia. But, I mean, even that is too modern for me. I prefer something from the 60s or 70s. That'd be good. But, yeah. So, hell of a year we're in for, folks. Absolutely hell of a year. And that's all I'm going to say now. Like, really short video. I know this is a really short video, but I want to keep it short. I've got to early to bed tonight, and it's getting dark as well. But early to bed tonight, I've got to get up early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and catch a flight. And then I'm going to be offline for probably, I would say, at least 15 days, at the very least. Maybe 16 days, maybe 18 days. And I'm sorry, but like I said, I just need to have a break. I really do. It's been a long journey, like 17, 18 years. I don't know how many years. It's been a long time. I kind of lose track, lose count. But it's been a long journey, and it's been a long time since I actually took time out for myself and just did something that wasn't involved in research and wasn't involved in all of this stuff that we do. Again, you know, we do it because it's necessary to do it. I mean, you can't be aware of the situation in the world and not talk about it and not try to do something about it. And my philosophy has always been that, well, you know, the ruling parasites, they don't have time off. In fact, they work around the clock. In fact, they've got multiple people to work around the clock to keep bringing this dystopian system online. So I kind of feel guilty when I have time off. So, you know, while I'm having time off and sitting there relaxing, there are parasites out there that are working to destroy, kill and enslave all of us. And I feel a little irresponsible for having time off and not focusing on this with the entirety of my life. But then again, like I said, we're getting into a pretty hectic year this year. And I think I need to take some time out to kind of prepare myself. I need to take some time out, work on my health a little bit, and get myself physically and emotionally, mentally ready for what's to come. It's not going to be an easy ride. Of course, even when you say that now, they say, oh, he's black-pilled. Black-pilled, that's a psyop in itself. You're warning people about the impending danger that they're in, and the clear and present danger that they're in, and the fact that their government wants to kill them. Well, no, that's, you're black-pilled. I want to hear about warm, fluffy bunnies and things, which doesn't work. I mean, there's a lot going on that people need to be aware of, because even with all this bad shit happening, folks, I mean, we could fix it. That's the problem. We could actually fix this, but we don't. And that's the problem.
Hola.
That's the problem, is that we don't. We don't fix any of it. We just look at it. We continue being distracted by all the things they give us to be distracted with. I want to hear about warm, fuzzy stuff. I want to talk about crystals and meditation and rah, rah, rah. Now, which is all, I mean, crystals are great. Meditation's great. It's necessary. But when you get to that new age state where, you know, I don't want to look at the negative. You're bringing down my aura. This is just such bullshit. If the government kills you, you're not going to have a freaking aura. And you can still look at this stuff and see the positive in it. I mean, this is what is waking the world up. It's all kind of imbalanced, really. Because the more negative they make it, the more people are waking up. And when people continue not to wake up and continue to comply with the system, well, it's just going to get more negative until they see it and wake up and stop complying with it and realize that we are the ones who are holding this entire dystopian reality up ourselves. And we have the power to change it anytime we want. Simple non-compliance. Now we're going to have wars and battles and all sorts of stuff. No, we don't. That's what they want. That's what they will use to usher in their police state. Bring out their mind-controlled police goons and their mind-controlled military and their drones and all the shit that they've got. And they'll just stamp it out. But if we simply realize that the Matrix is simply the belief in the system, it's the belief the system is real, that's what the Matrix is. And if we stop complying with it, it goes away. It only exists because people believe in it. People do what they're told. People pay attention to it. I guess that old saying that where attention goes, energy flows, works in some degree, because the attention people are putting everything on is the system. Even if they're trying to escape the system. Now, let's say you're a new ager and you want to have some new age retreat. Oh, you're going to get a permit for it from the government, you know? Well, what for? Why don't you just have the retreat? Oh, we can't because we don't want to break any rules or break any laws or whatever. That's the Matrix. That is the Matrix, folks. People's belief that you actually have to ask permission for things. That is the Matrix. People's belief that the system is real. It's crazy. And hey, that's what we do, isn't it? That's what we do. And I think a lot of people have seen that now. A lot of people are, like in Australia apparently have really had enough with everything that's going on. Trump, I'm hearing, is the most unpopular president ever, if you believe the polls. Of course, how many polls should you believe? How many polls are true? Maybe that's just what they're presenting so that the Trump supporters will continue to support him. I mean, they attacked him for years so that the Trump supporters would think he was a good guy. And all he's done is come in and usher in the New World Order and usher in the digital control grid and just do everything that we didn't want him to do. I'm sure nobody voted for a digital control grid. Nobody voted for the annexing of Greenland and the annexing of Canada and any of this sort of shit. He's just doing it. No one voted for sending more bombs to Israel to murder Palestinians with. Nobody voted for any of this shit. But that's what you get. Some people are sort of waking up to that, so I think they've got to portray him as the struggling underdog still and say, look, the media's attacking him. The media doesn't want him there. They're against him, so therefore he's our friend. No, it's all part of the psyop, folks. That's how they do it. That's how they've always done it. Play one side off against the other when really there is only one side when you look at the political system. And it's people's belief that that political system is real, which is the core of the whole problem. You know, we simply don't need this. We don't need these people at all. And what I see through all this, as I've said many times, is an opportunity for us to recognize that. And as I've said, the best way to get through what's coming and the best way to defeat this system is to get back in touch with your life skills and to be the best version of yourself that you possibly can. And all this is giving you the opportunity to do that. So maybe seize that, because I can't see any way of stopping this. I can't see any way of stopping this whole system collapsing. I mean, even all the stuff that I've tried to save the people in Gaza. If the people don't stop complying with their government, I can't see the people of Gaza surviving. I really can't, because you know all of this is being supported by your governments. That's the only reason Israel's doing what it's doing. They get all the weapons from us and everybody sends them all the help they need to do it. And yet you think these people are going to actually look after you. No, they're not. You need to withdraw your support from them. I put out a video years ago called Save Gaza, Save the World, where I pointed out that the very existence of Gaza Strip is a war crime. And any politician that is supporting it is guilty of supporting war crimes. And that's virtually all Western politicians. If you want to save Gaza, then recognize your politicians as being the war criminals that they are. And that's another thing. Why are you going to ask permission to do anything from these people when they're all clearly war criminals by their own actions? They've identified themselves as war criminals. So why would you do anything they say to begin with? It doesn't make sense. So what if we address that? What if we recognize them and named them as the war criminals that they are and say, hey, listen, you've abdicated your privilege to govern. I'm not doing anything you say anymore. So that's just the way it is. Are you staying or are you going?
We just dropped off a whole bunch of potluck cooking supplies tomorrow the other day.
I'm just going to pause it for a minute, folks, and I'll come back to you. Sorry about that, folks. Just had to say goodbye to a friend who I won't see again for a while if I leave Mexico. My plan is to leave for maybe 9 or 10 months. I've got some stuff I want to do. And then I plan in being in Europe in September for Liverpoolco. And then do a few things. I've got my friends in Croatia. Once I get to Europe, they'll hijack me, of course. And then I want to see my friend in Spain. I really need to go and see her. I haven't seen her for years. A bunch of stuff I want to do in Europe. Then I plan on being back in Mexico by around about November, I think. That is the plan, anyway. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good to just get back into free flow. Interesting report that I saw as well, or that someone sent me. It wasn't a report, but this guy sent me an email, and he said in the email what he actually had a picture, because he didn't want to type it. He just sent me a picture of what he wanted to say, if that makes sense. And he said that there's been talk on Fox News of squadrons of drones coming over Mexico, and also that US special forces are being trained for Mexico. So that's kind of interesting. I just got that a couple of days ago. And it's interesting that I would get that after I got this feeling that I need to get mobile and need to get in travel mode and blah, blah, blah. Interesting, you know. I always seem to leave just when things are going bad. When I was originally going to come here, I've told you before, like I changed the ticket several times. I changed the ticket, or I didn't get the ticket to come to Mexico. When I was having these intuitive feelings that I need to leave Australia and come to Mexico, it lasted about 2 or 3 weeks, and I kept on, no, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it. You know, I get right up to booking the ticket, and I get right to pushing okay, and I go, nah, and I close the website and not do it. And then 2 weeks later, I do the same thing. Then eventually, I did buy the ticket, and I was gone in 3 days. But had I come when I first planned on coming, I would have arrived and been here for the 7.2 earthquake that they had in 2023, or 2021. And it's hard to keep track, folks. I've been here 3.5 years now, nearly 4 years, 4 years in October. But yeah, had I come when I originally planned to, or originally had the idea, I would have been here for the earthquake. And then I missed the Category 5 hurricane in October 2023 because I was somewhere else. And then I missed the hurricane in October 2024 because I was somewhere else. And now I'm getting this intuitive feeling that I need to get into travel mode. So as soon as I have that feeling, then suddenly I get this message from a guy in the United States saying, well, they're talking about special forces being deployed to Mexico, and they're using drones and all sorts of shit. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen, folks? But you know, I'm not one to really make plans, but the vague plan that I have at the moment is that I will be back in Mexico by the end of the year, before the end of the year anyway, maybe November, something like that. So yeah, that's the plan. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. As I said, short video, just want to come and let you know that I'm alive and let you know what's going on. And I'll get back to you soon. The same thank yous that I always give to everybody. And more thanks to the people out there speaking out, people making a difference in their own community. Again, there's a big talk happening in Australia on the 10th and 11th of May on the Gold Coast as well that Jamie McIntyre is putting together, which is about vaccine awareness and all sorts of stuff like that. And this is happening despite the new hate speech laws and everything that they're rolling out there. So good on Jamie McIntyre for doing that. It's really waking people up, really. And a lot of people are standing up and wanting to push back against this shit. Australians have kind of had enough. So it's good to see that happening. If you're on the Gold Coast, do go and support the event. I will be speaking there. I would say virtually, but I will be speaking. and so will a bunch of other people, and it's going to be good. So thank you to all the people speaking out. Thank you to all the people in the alternate media. Thank you to people who support and share the show. Thank you for all the kind emails I get. I'm answering even less of them at the moment, though, folks, because of the situation I'm in. I'm kind of virtually homeless at the moment, but it's all good. It's by design. But I'm not in much of a position where I can answer emails. That sort of stuff will start again maybe mid-March when I get somewhere a little bit more stable and I settle down, after I've had a couple of weeks off, because I really need to do this. Just get things out of my system and just get some time for myself. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. But yeah, thank you to all the people who sent me so many great emails, and they're all great. I try to read them all. Even if I don't get to answer them all, I do try to read them all. And, of course, thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I cannot thank you people enough. You are the people who've kept me on the air for the last 10 years and kept this message flowing. I think the message is going to be able to turn into something pretty positive soon. I mean, amidst all the darkness and all the blackness, a lot of people, like I said, they don't want to look at the blackness, and that's simply because they have a problem processing certain forms of light, because all information is light. And I think it's getting darker and darker because of people's refusal to look at it, but it's getting so in your face now that people can't help but look at it. And as soon as they look at it and acknowledge it for what it is, then the darkness flees. That's how it works, folks. Shine the light on the darkness, and suddenly the darkness is no more. And we are in a great time for that to happen. And the fact that we've paid it no attention for so long, we've been distracted by all the toys and trinkets and all the bullshit, is precisely why the world has gotten as bad as it is. So perhaps it's time for people to become human again. Perhaps it's time for people to start supporting their communities, doing the work on themselves, being all they can be, because that is what's going to move it forward. And that's what this is. That's what this opportunity is for. That's why it's getting so black and negative and death and destruction everywhere. Because no one's done that work, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse until people choose to do that work, and then all that darkness will flee. That's how reality works, folks. It's all an emotional mirror, you know, and like I've said many times, we can blame the Jesuits and blame the Jews and blame the government and blame anybody we want, but we are the ones who have tolerated wrong behavior for so long and turned our back on corruption for so long. But when we do that, well, this is what you get. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Again, do check out the virtual replays of Anarchapulco, folks. And again, even with that, if you use my name, Egan, as the coupon, you'll get yourself a 10% discount on the virtual replays. And they're pretty cheap. They're only about $100 or $150 or something anyway. And it's like lifetime replays. 3 days of conference, great speakers. Was a really good event. The last time you're going to see the event at the Secret Garden. So, yeah. Get involved, folks, and even by doing that, I mean, you're helping support the event, you're helping get it so that they can do another one. I mean, because Jeff loses money on them all the time, so we've got to get some of that back so he can keep doing this. And even sometimes when you think, oh, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like this year, the amount of healing that you see, the amount of positivity and the amount of family atmosphere you get at these events, I mean, it's important to keep these things going, folks, it really is. And by doing that, you support it, you keep the message going. So, yeah, please think about that. But anyway, I'm going to leave you now with a short little clip that was actually taken at one of the jam sessions we had in town, in Bonfil, after the talk. I ended up opening like a pop-up bar. I didn't make any money. I didn't have to run the bar. They just put my logo up there, and I didn't have to do a thing. It was great. That's the way I'm going to do it. I'm not going to open any more bars. I'm just going to do pop-up bars and let other people run them. And that's going to be really good. So, but yeah, and the fact that I could actually play. I played every night, like Monday night, Tuesday. Oh, I didn't play Monday night, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Played every single night and played great. I played really well. And that was when I sort of realized that, shit, my arthritis in my hand is almost gone. And like I said, I've only been using the Tesla machine like minimally. I should have been using it more. But it's made a difference, so. Check it out, folks. And again, you can use my coupon and get $500 off. We're going to leave it there for now. Thank you for everything, and I will look forward to speaking to you soon. Just take very good care until then. In La Cache.